4ULB, Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform, my papa is monitoring.
KO4VKP, testing.
4ULB, you are coming in fairly clear. You have a little bit of background noise back there, but you're perfectly understandable.
Well, I'm mobile, so that might be part of it. This is actually my first transmission over my radio, so.
So, have you made any other transmissions besides radio, like on Echolink or anything else?
Nope, this is my first successful transmission, so I got my license, well, it officially came in yesterday, but I took the test a couple weeks ago.
Moved slowly. I got my license within almost 24 hours, I haven't been licensed long, only about 4 weeks.
Alexander?
I am Alexander, and what would be your name?
My name is Josiah. I heard you talking yesterday to, I forget his name, Tim maybe it was?
Time, yesterday.
Would have been around 1-ish, I think. You were, had gotten off early from school or something.
I had Chad on there, and Tom, and, looking on the other guy's name, there was another two guys in there, but I forgot their names.
The Greenville repeater?
The Caesars head repeater, and I found it to be the most busiest repeater around here.
I tuned into it the other day and didn't really know which one I tuned into.
It's a really nice repeater, you know, I really like it. All the people on here are friendly, and then there's Mount Mitchell. It's fairly busy, but I personally don't like it as much as Cedar said.
Yeah, I'm driving up from Hartwell to Greenville, north side of Greenville right now.
Hello.
QLP, go ahead, other station that jumped in there.
Morning, Alexander. This is K5WL. This is the Greenville repeater. It's Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society's repeater. It's located up on Caesar's Head Mountain. It's up on WIFF Channel 4 tower, about 400 feet. Operates about 25 watts, just for your information. Congratulations on your ticket there. I'll get out here and let y'all conversate there. I just wanted to jump in and give you that information. K5WLL 73 to you both.
4ULP. Alright, here's a second here. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on your name.
It is KO4VKP.
Alright. So, that's your call sign, but I'm sorry, I blanked out on your name. I'm not remembering it, sorry.
Joe works fine, actually. My full name is Josiah, but a lot of people call me Joe, and it's a lot easier over the radio, I think, so.
And can I have your call sign one more time for my logbook? I'm just not very quick at copying down call signs. I would appreciate it if you give me the photonic alphabet, if you've had a chance to memorize that yet.
I have not had a chance to memorize that, but it is K-O-4-V-K-P.
K-O-4-V-K-P, am I correct?
Yes, sir, you are correct.
I would suggest memorizing the photonic alphabet for your call sign. I personally don't have the whole photonic alphabet memorized, just my call sign, and it's pretty handy when people are trying to log and want to know your call sign better, but the book that I got when I studied for my test, it said I didn't really need to memorize it, but I would suggest trying to at least memorize your call sign.
Yeah, I'd definitely like to. I just haven't had a chance yet. I've been working pretty busy and traveling around, so I need to get down and memorize. I'd like to have the whole thing memorized, actually, because that would be really useful for other people's call signs and stuff, but...
It's nearly as important for other people's call signs, because if they like Victor, you know that starts with a V, and, you know. So, just your call sign is the most important.
Certainly. Do you happen to know what the, one for K is?
Okay, I'm not sure exactly what that was, if I understood you correctly.
For K is.
I'm not sure what the one for K is. I have not heard of that term before.
For K, like Victor, except for the letter, or the number, letter K. My bad.
The letter K, okay. I thought you said number for the letter for K. I was like, okay. But for the photonic for K is kilo, and then for O would be Oscar, and then for U would be uniform, and L would be Lima, and P would be Papa. So that's my call sign, photonic alphabet, and I can give you your sign. I just need to pull my photonic alphabet sheet out of my desk here. So your call sign in the photonic alphabet would be Kilo, Oscar, Victor, Kilo, Papa.
Kilo, Oscar, 4, Victor, Kilo, Papa.
Right, if your call sign is K-O-4-V-K-P. Did I get your call sign right?
Yes, you did. That is correct.
Yeah, it's pretty easy just to memorize, you know, your call sign is pretty easy for me. You only had to look at one letter because every other letter is in my call sign except for the V.
Awesome. Yeah, it's, you said I was pretty clear, though, coming through?
A little bit of, I think what they call picket fencing. I'm not sure, but you're perfectly understandable. What kind of radio are you using?
TYT-TH 9800.
A mobile radio or an HT?
Yeah. The man that administered my test suggested it for my first radio, and I've been really happy with it so far, even though I've only had it for a little less than a week.
ULP for station ID. Yes, I also have a mobile radio. It is an Anytone, and I like it. The only thing that I don't like about it is sometimes the PTT button will get stuck down. I have to bump it to stick it, but that happens rarely. Other than that, it's a 25-watt radio, and it does perfectly fine. It's a mobile radio, but I use it inside the house with the power source, and then I have a 6-foot antenna on the roof, which is about 30 feet off the ground.
I picked up it's like a $40 antenna just off Amazon and stuck it on it's currently on the side of the bed of the truck. I'm not sure if that's the best spot for it, but it seems to work all right, at least coming to you.
It's on the side of the bed, so it's facing sideways?
Yeah, it's sticking up off the side of the bed of the truck, or there's the bed and there's the, I don't know what you call it, the side of the bed, and it's attached to that.
It's attached to the bed of the truck, normally at the end of the bed, but well, you're coming in perfectly fine.
RCU. Down here real quick before I got out of the caller and say both y'all sound nice and clear, full quiet on the repeater, and I hope both of you are having a great day. Just want to jump in, like I said, and say hello, and I'll say 73s because I am about to detonate here, but it's good to hear both of you on the radio.
Hear you too on the radio too, Russell. I haven't heard you lately on.
Nice finally to be on. I've been waiting to be on for a while. KO4VKP for ID.
KLP for station ID. So, he's the one that kind of got me interested into the hobby, and he's a good friend, so he's the one that set me up with the antenna and power source and everything. So, you know, he's very good at answering questions if you need help with that.
Lots of questions as of yet. I've still been trying to get into some of the other repeaters, but I'm trying to figure out how to program I guess it would be the code into it to get it up in there.
I haven't figured out how to do like the talk code. I can know how to set up the offset frequency, but I think some of them have like a special tone that you have to set up, but I haven't been able to figure that out yet.
I'm based out of Tacoma, so there's the console repeater has a code to it that I can hear people down on it, but I can't seem to go up on it.
Two repeaters programmed into my radio that I can hear perfectly fine, but I can't get into them for some reason. You know, probably don't have the tone set right or offset not set right or something. I'm not sure.
Okay, fiddling with it, so I'll probably figure it out here in a couple of days or something, but yeah, I just need to keep reading about it and keep researching it. I really barely studied for the test at all. I was so busy I didn't even have a chance to study for about 2 days, and then did the cram, and everybody passed that took it, so I was happy about that.
Off and on for about since July, and finally got my test in November, and you know, it's been, you know, studying for a while. I plan to eventually start studying for my general, and then be able to pass it in the spring, and then take a in-person class for the extra, and like starting out the spring. So I would like to do that, but I'm not sure if I'll pull that off. And eventually, would like to learn CW. So there's just so much things to do in the ham radio. Just probably take me a while to pull them all off.
I'd like to get my general just because of the ability to have a little more low frequency, or I guess it'd be high frequency range, HF.
I do have a quick question for you. Have you played around with Echolink any?
I have not. I really haven't. When I was talking to the guy who recommended this radio, he showed me how it worked. And it looked pretty cool, but I don't know. I don't know if I want more stuff on my phone or not.
If you enjoy it, it's, I prefer to hold the mic in my hand and talk, but, you know, the Echolink is, you know, it gives you the freedom to talk all over the world, where, a 2-meter radio doesn't. So, I've made contact with Australia, Pearl Harbor, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, probably a few other places too.
Into that is because I definitely would like to start contacting people farther away.
Be able to talk to Australia. I really do enjoy that.
With Australia is not over radio. It's over a forum where I know a guy who's in Australia right now. So.
I reach Townsville, Australia using Echolink, and I think I've hit it twice. Actually, well, I've hit it more than once, but I've only gotten, like, somebody on there twice. And, yeah.
That's cool.
I've tried lots of places on Echolink, but haven't been successful, and on the iPad, it has a map, and that shows you where the repeaters are. It looks like something, like, based down the middle of, like, in the ocean, so it'd be interesting to actually get one on there, because when you zoom into it, it doesn't look like there's an island there, nothing, just, like, a dot in the middle of the ocean. Well, the dot represents a repeater, but, you know.
Funny.
Off here, and, say 7-3, so, I hope you have a good rest of your day. So, KU4ULP, and I'm clear.
Very nice meeting you, 73. KO4VKP for ID.